Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. This is Lock and Load, and here we go. This is part four of the Rick Ector, the director, gun gift giving guide or something like this. What is it? It's the four G's. What is it, Rick?
Well, last time we did the gun gift giving guide.
Okay.
Man, that was very alliterative.
Yes, it was. You used that word correctly so many times in the last episode. So.
Well, you know what? Practice makes perfect, man. You would have no idea how many times I practiced before the show started, man.
All right, well, I can tell that you have definitely put in the work. So, here we are, part four. And this is, I mean, you get to be the one that thinks about this a lot because you create a lot of gun owners yourself, don't you?
I don't know if I necessarily, well, I can't take credit for creating the gun owners. I merely bring the inner gun owner out of everyone that I come into contact with. Inside of everyone, man,
yeah.
There is someone that has a secret burning desire to learn more about guns.
And I can only imagine what that would be like. I can only imagine somebody's first experience being with a gun instructor, being with Rick Ector, the director. That would have to be a fun time.
Well, let me tell you, man, it's truly a joy for me personally, and I mean this sincerely, to cross paths with people, and whether we're in a training class or with one of the free seminars that I do, you know, on a regular ongoing basis, man, and people, as a result of participating in the program, they come up to me and, you know, they thank me for putting on the program, and they're just overcome with excitement about this new path that is open before them. And they're merely walking on this journey one step at a time. And it gives me immense pleasure to at least have been a part of that, man. They've been a part of that, you know. Yeah. You know, there is a lot of fulfillment that I get out of teaching people to take on a more active role in their personal protection.
Here's what I was going to say. I was about to ask you. Now, you have taught so many women. You've given them that first exposure, right? How many have any of them come back to you and said, all right, I liked that initial thing. I want to go deeper now. Show me what I need to know.
Yeah, I mean, I can't put, you know, like hard stats on the conversion rate, if you would, because I don't make a big deal out of, you know, trying to track down everyone that came through the program and ask them, you know, what did they do as a result of it. But I get feedback, man. There's a certain percentage that actually, you know, reach out to me and sign up for a class to actually get their permit. But I tell you, many of these people are connected to me on Facebook because that's one of the principal means by which I publicize the program.
Right.
And just watching them put up their targets and their silhouettes and man, the feedback they're getting from people in their inner circle online. And, you know, it's just a positive feedback loop. And, you know, I don't make any assurances that this whole gun owner, you know, getting a carry permit is for everybody, man. I just say that if you're at least curious about it, you know, like green eggs and ham, just try it. I mean, what's the worst thing that could happen? You could have an experience and you know you didn't like it, so guess what? Don't do it anymore. Go right. find some other pursuit to occupy your thoughts, you know? So, you know, it's fun, man. It's fun, and I get a big kick out of it. And, you know, every now and then I'll be out and about, man, and someone will come over to me and say, hey, how you doing? I'm like, hey, like, oh, you don't recognize me? And I'm thinking to myself, no. But they're like, hey, look, I went to your women's free shooting event. And I'm like, oh, okay. And, you know, it puts me in a weird spot where I'm like, okay, out of all the hundreds, if not thousands of people that go through the program, man, I tell you, I don't have a photographic memory. I don't. I really don't. But let me tell you, once they explain the connection, hey, I get engaged and I feel real good inside that I've obviously had a positive impact on someone in some material way, and they remember it and they'll never forget it. And just to hear them say that they enjoyed the program, it really, truly makes it all worthwhile.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. So, knowing this and knowing all these people that you have brought to the forefront of gun ownership, you've shown them the way. And so you've actually shown some of them the way to actually fight with a gun now. What kind of gifts will we give to the person that is intermediate, the intermediate gun owner, the one that has gotten out there and they've maybe figured out the holster, but they haven't figured out the gun yet. Maybe they figured out the gun, but they haven't figured out the holster. You know, what kind of things should we be looking at for those people for Christmas, I guess, would be the question.
Oh, man, there's a whole host of things that are out there. And I'll tell you, man, you know, I don't even know if I mentioned, and this is definitely an intermediate item. An intermediate item would be your second gun, your backup gun.
Right.
Let me throw this out to you. I know you might have some ideas.
Why would
you believe, or why would you could possibly consider having a backup gun? What's the whole deal on that? Why would you even consider such a thing?
Going to a backup sometimes is faster than reloading. Sometimes, you know, what if you your gun might become you might have a mechanical issue with the gun, your primary gun. So you have to go to that second gun. The second gun means if there's, like, if I'm there and something's going on and I have to, it'd be better, you know, two eyes with guns, you know, two hands with guns is going to be better than one hand with guns. If me and Rick are there and I'm like, Rick, you got your gun? He's like, no, I left it in the car, Bill. I could be like, well, here, take this one. Don't do it again. Let's get this gunfight over with because we got to have somebody's St. Louis ribs. And
man, file that under something Rick never, ever hopes that happens, that I somehow managed to leave where I was without a gun. You know what? Based on how I carry my gun, man, I've actually have walked out of my front door of my home and didn't have my gun on me. But here's the funny thing. It doesn't take too long for me to just feel like off and something doesn't feel right. And then that switch clicks off in my head, and it's like, hey, knucklehead, go back in the house and go get your gun. How in the world did you leave the house without your gun? I mean, it's one of those things, but it's rare that it happens, but when it happens, it, you know, it dawns itself upon me before I get too far gone that I don't have it. And you know what? Even if I'm going to the corner store, I will go back to the house and go get it and try my little errand running again, but this time while armed. And you know what? Yeah, you know, there's a temptation there not to go back because you're just going
to the store. Yeah.
Just going to the store. But if you ever pay attention to listen to people, you know, when they have their encounters and their incidents, it happened on a day and at a time in which they weren't expecting anything to happen. Like, just out of the blue, and those are the times when you better make sure you have it, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you don't carry a gun, you're counting on the law of averages. We'll cover that. Talking to Rick Ector, the director. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. ¶¶
Colster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back. We are speaking with Rick Ector from Legally Armed in Detroit. Ector, the director. And we were just talking about the backup gun, which is a fun thing. The backup gun is a fun thing. I always like the backup.
You know, my primary is always, you know, a semi-auto, man. But, you know, since this whole backup gun proposition comes up, you know, I feel compelled to insist that if for some reason your semi-auto primary failed, and maybe, you know, just for peace of mind, make that backup gun a revolver. You're hesitating. You don't believe in revolvers. You don't like revolvers at all, huh?
Well, my son has one of those little, Smith & Wesson 642s.
Okay.
Which I think that is that's as good a little revolver as you're going to find. I'm almost certain they're 100% reliable. I've watched him pulling the trigger on that when he's dry fire working with it. That thing is everywhere. He has dry fired it as hard. I mean, he put another trigger in it. He tried to do something to loosen the trigger up, make it a little more pliable to where the gun's not moving when he's pulling the trigger. And
okay.
So that, with me, I look at that, and I mean, it's definitely better than nothing.
Everything is better than nothing.
Yeah, but if hits matter, I'd be a little hesitant to make that my gun. But I'll tell you what I found out. This is what I found out. Like with like you're talking about a wheel gun, it's probably better as a secondary than a semi-auto. So for me, I've always looked at my backup gun as my Glock 43, which is a little gun. And that one, while it doesn't move as much as the as a revolver will, I'm much better with that point shooting with that than I am trying to use the sights.
Oh, okay.
So,
you know, I've been doing that a lot lately at the range, man, this whole point shooting deal. You know, after you're shooting for a while, man, and you're all into the mindset that you're primarily carrying a gun for self-defense and you've practiced diligently for an extended period of time, yeah, point shooting, man. Just actually pick it up, point it, and pull the trigger and see how you do. I'm thinking that you should have some residual training that's just going to be as effortlessly as, you know, as just pointing your finger and pulling the trigger.
Right.
And, you know, that's ultimately where you want to be. You know, I wouldn't advise anyone who's just getting into shooting to try this whole point shooting deal, man. But look, if you're putting in the appropriate practice and the work, you know, make it happen. It's no different than getting in your car, man, and you put the key in the ignition, you turn it, you start it, you put the car in gear and you take off. I mean, you're not actually looking at the operator's guide to figure out how to drive. You've done it enough to know how to do it.
Indeed.
Hopefully, you're not at the fast food drive-thru ordering a number 6 Happy Meal, you know, while you do such things. But we know it happens, man. We know it happens. You know, another interesting thing popped up in my news feed, man, is that, you know, I'm here in Detroit. And Detroit has a anomaly, at least in my mind, man, about these crime stats, man. You know, through year to date, 1 year ago, all the way up into a couple of days ago, the city of Detroit is crowing about the reduction in homicides that we've had in the city of Detroit, man.
Right.
You know, as someone who's relatively comfortable with statistics, you know, I majored in college, man, it's like I can smell something is off with their stats, man. Last year, they reported 228 homicides. This year, all the way up until a couple of days ago, they're at, this year we're at 228. Last year, accordingly to them, they had 278. So they're saying, okay, we're doing really well on our crime stats. And as you read these stories, because I see these stories all the time, you look for that nugget that says, okay, well, what explains what we got this year relative to what we got last year? And I didn't get a very firm answer from the police chief as to what they did to cause, you know, the shootings to drop, man. And you know what? Here's one thing that he said, man. They said that they reduced their backlog of pending cases and that is the reason why they've had some positive performance in their stats. And that just doesn't smell right to me.
You know, with the Uniform Crime Report, which the FBI puts out, I think it's 40% of the, and most of them are all the big agencies that are out there. Most of them are not reporting their crime stats.
So, yeah, they're not reporting them at all.
Right. And so I that with Detroit, I mean, I know Detroit has less population than they used to have and everything else, but I mean, a lot of people have come back to Detroit because of there's some, you know, really good real estate deals that there used to be out there. And, you know, I think it's sort of trying to revive itself, which it should. It's a great city. But that's interesting. Who's the police chief now?
Oh, man, what is this dude's name? This new guy's been on the, James White? Yeah, James White.
Okay.
He's not, you know, someone who's on the national stage who's getting publicity and stuff, so he wouldn't be a person that you would recognize offhand like James Craig. You know, James Craig got a lot of, you know, national attention because of his unconventional views on guns and citizens using firearms for self-defense and personal protection.
Well, he dared to say the thing that was the truth.
Well, yeah, he said it was true, but see, those types of things typically are not popular in your big city, urban, mayor, local government regimes. They don't want to hear that stuff.
Right.
They don't want to hear that you are taking it upon yourself if faced with a violent crime that you should defend yourself. And, you know, that runs counter to what Chief Craig was talking about. Chief Craig was like, hey, call us if we don't get there in time. Do what you have to do, protect yourself, defend your family, and everything else. So I'm looking at these stats, man, and it just doesn't ring true to me, man. But, you know, if I was a big city mayor, a big city police chief, and I had to, you know, explain things, man, you know, I guess I would be tempted to come up with something and hope it flew and no one asked me too many follow-up questions about it. But no, I don't get it. It doesn't ring true to me, but you know, I don't want to sound like I'm disappointed because they're claiming that their homicide stats are down. And you know, there's only one reason why I focus on the homicide stats.
I'll tell you what, you can tell me in the next segment.
Okay.
You can find Rick Ector everywhere. He's even on IMDb. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA News Update. The United Nations Security Council has again postponed the vote on the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. After already delaying the vote for one day, the council convened Wednesday to consider a resolution advocating for an immediate ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas conflict and an increase in humanitarian aid deliveries. After hours of negotiations, the United States requested the vote be deferred until 10 a.m. tomorrow. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is questioning why the international community isn't insisting that Hamas disarm and surrender.
It would be good if there was a strong international voice pressing Hamas to do what's necessary to end this. That could be tomorrow.
Blinken said the resolution of the conflict cannot involve Hamas remaining intact. The Powerball jackpot has reached $572 million ahead of tonight's drawing. If you win, a lump sum is worth $286 million. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I'm speaking with Rick Ector, the director. We were just talking about why he focuses in on homicide as his primary stat, and I had to hold you up on that one. Why do you focus so much on the homicide stat?
Because there's usually some other person in government who's going to push back on what you publish. For example, if the Detroit Police Department published numbers that didn't jive, let's say, with the prosecutor's office, right?
Right.
Then, of course, there'd be like some pushback to saying, hey, no, I don't think your numbers are correct. The principal reason, man, is that a homicide can't easily be hidden. And, you know, I have a friend that works in the police department, and from what my friend tells me, they can to an extent be hidden, and I'll explain that in a minute. But when you have a homicide, man, there's a body. I mean, and it's hard to hide that statistically, man.
Right.
I mean, you had so many dead people, and once you have dead people, you know, you got to figure out whether they're homicides or whether they're justified homicides. And justified homicides, typically, at least the way, you know, they do it in Detroit, they don't count, man. But homicides, you know what? Yeah, there's a number there. And it usually has to match up with what the prosecutors are publishing. Other crimes, man, I mean, you could play with those numbers till the cows come home and nobody would notice and nobody principally would care. But one thing my friend told me about the homicides, at least in Detroit, is that if this homicide like started, let's say like someone got shot to death, and let's say they didn't die the day, or maybe they died maybe a day later or 2 days later, those stats somehow are able to disappear and don't have to necessarily be in the total accounting, because they can possibly say that that person died because of complications from getting shot, and they don't necessarily call it a murder. And I thought that that was really interesting. But needless to say, man, you know, this whole crime and statistics, it's a very interesting business. But you guys don't publish homicide stats where you're from, do they?
Well, I'm trying to find them. I'm trying to find how many murders we are, or how many homicides.
It's got to be some ridiculously low number.
Let's see. In 2022, 514 for the state.
For the state?
Yeah.
Okay. Homicide.
Homicide. Murder.
I mean, you know, all life is precious, and that's still, you know, an attributable number, man.
But that's, so in 2017, it was 375. Then in 2020, jumped to 567. 2021, 573. And 2022, it fell to 514. So...
you know, and it's just also coincidental. I'm not saying it's coincidental, but it's another big story that they're really pumping and pushing here in Detroit is that the, you know, they recently had, well, the city of Southfield is right outside the city. They had one of those gun buybacks, man. Man, you know how I feel about those things, man. They're just like big media spectacles, and you know what? I call it the grand display, man.
Right.
That's where they have the big, giant, long table, and then they put on the table all the guns that they, you know, quote-unquote, took off the street, and then we see all these firearms, and we're supposed to go, ooh, right? Some of these guns, man, it's like... you wonder if they are even, you know, serviceable. Should they even, you know, would they even discharge if they were loaded in the trigger pull? But you know what? It doesn't matter because this is the grand display because they took a gun from someone who did not want it and brought it to the police station so that they could get, you know, it kills me the gifts that they offer, like a $25 gift certificate to McDonald's or something. You know, and they get to say we did some really good work and that the city is going to be safer. You know, the flaw in that whole argument, you want to know what the flaw is in that whole argument?
What's the flaw?
Criminals do not sell their guns.
I would have to say yes, they don't sell their guns. I mean... How do they acquire their guns? Do they trade, or what do they do to get their guns?
I would imagine the vast majority of them, they buy them from people who stole them. You know, and they, you know, well, gee, question might come up. Well, gee, Rick, how does somebody steal a gun? Well, because we have these places where you can't take a gun, then, of course, you've got to stash your gun in your car. Right?
Stash
your gun in your car could be broken in. Okay, well, then they say, well, gee, why don't you do something like, I don't know, like put it, you know, in the trunk. Well, gee, you put it in the trunk, you're making a big display out of you going to the trunk in a place where you can't bring a gun. I mean, if I, you know, and here's the thing. A savvy gun criminal would just stake out gun-free zones and just work the parking lot and just break in cars.
I mean, yeah. Yeah. That's one of the reasons. One of the reasons I don't have any stickers on my car going, I am the NRA. I love SIG pistols. You know, I don't have any of those. I don't have any of those. This car protected by Glock. I don't have any of those on my car.
Well, I mean, not only do you have to worry about a potential car thief breaking into your car looking for, you know, your gun, you have to deal with those anti-gun whack jobs who want to damage your car because they hate the fact that you and them don't agree on the same thing, man.
Right.
I mean, they take things to a whole different level with their politics and antics, man. But you know what? God bless them, man. They have a right to say whatever they want, no matter if it's pure nonsense and absolutely no one agrees with them. But I'll tell you, with this whole gun buyback business, man, I used to love actually doing them, man, because it really, in many cases, it was like a visual spectacle when the story came out that these laws have absolutely no impact on crime. I think the best thing that they could say is that maybe a heir or a survivor to someone who was the principal owner of the gun, and they're no longer there, and then you have the surviving spouse, a surviving family member who just doesn't want it around anymore, and they just want to, you know, dispose of it and get rid of it.
Sure.
You know, taking it to a gun and buyback, I can understand. But see, in some of those cases, man, you'll find, like, someone will bring, like, a very, you know, expensive gun that might potentially be worth, like, a lot of money. You know, if they, you know, took it to a dealer or to a gun shop or to a collector and actually realized some satisfactory percentage of the market value rather than a $25 gift certificate for McDonald's, you know.
Right.
Not that I'm putting down McDonald's. I actually like going to McDonald's, man. But, you know, when you compare it to, you know, the value that one could get from a serviceable firearm in good position, it's criminal. It's absolutely criminal.
Indeed. It is, without a doubt. It is criminal. So, we're coming up on the last break. Haven't given you a chance to be able to tell everybody how to find you.
Oh, man. For sure, you can definitely find me here on Bill Frady's Lock and Load every Tuesday evening, Hector the Director.
Yep.
If you have access to social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and yes, I'm even on IMDb.
Cool. Even on IMDb. I haven't checked to see if I'm on IMDb yet. You'll have to tell me how to do that one day. How do you check?
Look, man, go to imdb.com and type in Bill Frady.
Okay, I'll do that. And in the interim, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Welcome back. Last time on the firing line, and I'm on IMDb as well. Do you know why I'm on IMDb?
Why are you on IMDb?
Because of Director Ector on Lock and Load and Planet Rick on Lock and Load.
See, it pays to know good people, man. Look, you can get some exposure.
Yeah.
You're on the site where stars are populating that place, man. You know, IMDb is like the database for, I don't know, not necessarily performers or actors or newscasters or broadcasters. A great percentage of entries are there are people who have shows, man.
Okay.
And you have a show, and you know what? You should be on there.
Okay. Well, I am on there, so that's interesting to know. Now, do we want to talk about any gifts for the gift giving guide for gun owner gift giving guide?
Let's see. A couple of other things that could present themselves, man. You know, I would hope that someone that really treasures me would give me something that I would truly, truly enjoy. And you know what? I don't have the actual budget to afford it, man. You know, I know that one can, if they get the appropriate licenses, man, they could actually get, you know, a full auto gun. But you know what? They have to be manufactured before, what was that,
1986.
86.
Yeah.
And the prices on those guns are,
it's five figures.
High.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there's absolutely no way I could positively, you know, reasonably get one of those, man. But I would love to have one just for giggles, man.
Let me explain to you. Now, it would depend on which one you had. If you were to get, like, an M16... that would be a waste of your money. That'd be a waste of your time. It'd be a waste of all the hassle of owning it. Because you want to know what? The M16 is not built to be shot fully automatic.
It's not?
It's a dancing machine when you put it on fully automatic. We used to call the auto switch the chatter switch.
Okay. Explain the reference to me.
Well, the gun just doesn't weigh enough, and impingement is not nearly as good as piston, like the AK for full automatic. Mm-hmm. The AK-47 is a great full automatic gun, but the AR-15, the front end and the back end start to go up and down. It boat tails on you, starts pop, bouncing, and you can hang on to it and everything, but I mean, it's like anything else. Now, if somebody were to give you like a minigun, now we're talking some fun, but I mean, just the ammunition for a minigun, though. I mean, you'd have a, like this minigun that was a minigun shaped paperweight, unless you could afford the ammo.
Oh, see, and then that's the linchpin, man. But yeah. You know what? If you can afford a firearm like that, the last thing you should really be worried about is how much the ammunition is going to cost.
That would be my thought.
Think about how much fun you're going
to
have.
Yeah, well, I mean, a minigun is an awesome thing to look at, especially when you're looking at them when they're firing tracers, because you'll look at that and it looks like it's a laser beam coming out. And but what's actually happening is tracers are every fourth round. So in between the tracers that you see, there's four rounds of ammo that you don't see. So, I mean, that's quite the storm being thrown downrange. So, yes, that would be fun.
While I'm thinking about it, man, this is Tuesday, so, yeah, we still have a few more days left. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, man. We have a seminar I'm putting out here in Metro Detroit, man. It's for these new pesky gun laws that came onto the books like less than 90 days ago. And statutorily speaking, they go into effect Valentine's Day,
right?
Believe it or not. We have, you know, red flag laws. We got to register our guns now. And you know what happens when the government knows where your guns are, right?
They can come and get them.
They can come and get them one day. And, of course, we have a firearm store as well. So, you know, one thing that I thought I would do, man, and I know I mentioned it last time we were on, is that I'm putting together an informational session on these laws, let gun owners know that, hey, they're coming on the books. I don't agree with them, but they're on the books. And some of these laws carry some harsh penalties in some certain isolated circumstances, you know, that you need to be apprised of. So if anybody's out there that's in the Metro Detroit area and you're looking about learning about these new gun laws that we're expected to follow, you know, definitely hit me up on Legally Armed in Detroit. And if you sign up, I look forward to seeing you this weekend on Saturday. But, yeah, man. Red flag laws.
Red flag laws. I call those the minority report laws. I look at that like minority report. I mean,
when you think about it, man, it's like you haven't broken a law, right? You haven't broken the law. You did nothing wrong. But someone decides to call the police and say, hey, Bill Frady, you know what? Bill didn't do anything wrong per se, but he did his show and he said some things that I thought that were not necessarily hateful, but they hurt my feelings. And I'm worried about him. I think he's unhinged. He's unstable.
Yep.
Would you go take his guns after you raid his house?
Right.
The government might take them up on it, man.
See, and while they're doing that, if I had not complied with the safe storage law, for example, that would be another charge. Because the safe storage law, and I don't know, see, like, I don't have a gun safe. I have toolboxes I stick my guns in.
Okay.
And, I mean, if somebody can pick up the toolbox and run away from it, we're probably talking about a Sasquatch-type guy. And I don't know how much I want to try to impede him if he can pick up this thing and run away with it. So he probably
you know,
gets
when
away
you brought
with
it up, man, is there any reason why you happen to use a tool storage box instead of a gun box?
Well, because a tool storage box is mobile, and moving it would be easier if I ever have to move. On the other hand, it is heavy enough and big enough, and it does lock. It is designed to be carted all over the place and beat up. Most of these gun safes that they sell as gun safes are not actually safes. They'll hold you back about 30 seconds longer than if they knew the combination to it. The other thing is what came out of Liberty Safes with the whole the one that they called the, you know, they called the Liberty Safe and said, we're going to raid this guy and we want access to his safe, and they got it from the safe maker.
Oh. Like, they just asked and they provided something to get them access?
Yep.
Huh.
And that came and went really quickly. But at the same time, my toolbox is locked with a key. Now, they could probably supply him with a key if they wanted to, but it wouldn't be something that would happen that day unless they had pre-planned all of this. So, you know, do my guns get locked up? Yes. I have a lockup mechanism. Is it a gun safe? No. Because I can't afford a real gun safe. A real gun safe is going to set you back about $7,000. These gun safes,
is that all?
Yeah. Well, these gun safes, that, I mean, like the gun safes at Cabela's, they're made by Liberty Safes, who gave away the code.
I'd rather spend the money on a Gucci gun.
There you go. Or you could use it as a down payment on your fully automatic weapon.
Man, you know, I actually shot a gun in full auto, man. And I have to say, it is fun, man. It's fun.
It's exhilarating unless you got to pay for the ammo.
And you know what? It was done by this gun range, and they supplied the ammo. So, you know, it was doubly fun. It was fun, and it was cheap. It didn't set me back, man. And I had a real good time doing it.
You want to know what caliber gun I would get in full auto today?
223.
22.
Oh, yeah?
Well, the ammo.
What's your reason?
The ammo costs. Plus, you can hit what you're aiming at with a 22 in fully automatic. So, anyway, we have run out of time, actor to the director.
Hey, man, it's always been a blast. Truly enjoy being on the show, man. Actor to the director. Hey, man, look forward to talking with you next week. Same time, same bat channel.
Same bat time, same bat channel. Maybe I need to get the Batman theme for you when you come on the show. That sort of sounds like what should be. That's what I
the original
should,
theme from the show.
Batman, that one. Yeah. Anyway, thank you for joining me today, sir.
All right, buddy. Have a good one. See you next
yes,
week.
Yes, sir. Back again in about 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Operate at Staccato. We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate
at Staccato. We know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extend.